Everyone, welcome back to Kiss God Radio on loveradionetwork.com. I'm Pastor P, and I want to thank you for spending this beautiful evening with me. I hope that you all had a wonderful day and are getting out and walking. I know it's cold outside, but bundle up. But you got to get that walking moving, got to get those legs moving, drinking a lot of water and talking to God. Now would be a very good time to talk to him with all these things that are happening around the world. We need a word from the Lord, y'all. And if we ever needed him before, we sure enough need him now. Because in the days of uncertainty, hours that are full of mystery, and moments in time of crisis, we must trust in God and keep on holding on. I'm Pastor P, and we'll be right back with more. Kiss God Radio. God Radio, right here on loveradionetwork.com, where we are cultivating confidence, inspiring singles around the world to be better, do better, and love better in God. I need you all to do me a favor. Please, do me a special favor tonight. I want you to go to my Facebook page, Paul Dean, and I want you to watch my video from today and join me on January the 16th through the 20th for 12 noon prayer. That's 5 days for prayer at 12 noon every single day. It's entitled, One Prayer. Let's pray for our nation and watch God's hand heal the land. I need you to join me, all right? Do me that favor. Go to my Kiss God page and let's believe God for a breakthrough and all that's taking place. We are a part of this because we live in this nation, so we can't ignore it. So we believe that this year is in the hands of God. I believe that God is going to move on our behalf. We got to just keep on what? Got to keep on holding on, y'all. All right, I got something to say. So let's pray. Father, I thank you right now for this moment, this time, this great opportunity to be in your presence. Father, we need you right now. We don't know what to do without you. Father, speak to my heart, that I may speak to those that are listening tonight, this evening, every man and every woman, to the singles, oh God. Some might be struggling. Some just need answers. Some need to keep on holding on. Somebody might be ready to let go. But Lord, I'm asking you right now to come through. Help us to be committed to you. And we believe that our answer is inside of you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all, last week we was discussing commitment, so we're going to jump into commitment again this evening. So I hope that you have your pads, your pencils, your tablets, whatever you need to take notes and to remember. I want to take you to Proverbs, the 16th chapter, the 3rd verse. I'm definitely going to go over again what I shared with you a little bit last week. Different texts, but, same concept, right? Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. That's it. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. So far, the scripture. So last week, we was talking about commitment, and we talked about four variables that work in regarding commitment. I called them the elements. And it was treasures, troubles, contributions, and choices. In other words, how does commitment work? It's not, you don't just wake up in the morning and say, I'm committed to it. There are reasons why people let go, and there are reasons why people hang on. So just to go back so that you can kind of understand what I mean by these elements, treasures, troubles, contributions, and choices. You have to look at all of these things, all of these elements in regarding commitment. Treasures are what you value about the activity or relationship, the thing that makes it rewarding to you. Troubles are the downside of the activity, the cost that you incur along the way. Contributions are the personal or financial resources that you have already invested, the things you stand to lose if you decide to quit or move on. So you start to think about the contributions. And then choices are other options that you may see and how attractive these options are. So the strength of these variables predict your level of commitment to nearly anything in your life, right? You got those? All right, I want to make sure treasures, troubles, contributions, and choices. You got to look at all of that. When we was dealing with last week, we got into the definition of commitment. And the easy definition, so that you can really understand and really break it down to our vernacular, is the experience of being psychologically attached to something and intended to stay with it. That's commitment. The experience of being psychologically attached to something and intending to stay with it. So Pastor P, why are you dealing with this? Because here we are in a new season, a new year, talking to singles. What are you committed to? Do you understand what commitment is? Do you understand the process of commitment? It doesn't matter what you're committed to. You need to just understand what it is. Understanding the psychological element, and am I intending on staying with it? Because when you say I am committed to something, you start to look at the intentions. Thus, I'm going to talk to you tonight about the two sides of commitment, and the reason why we use the word commitment in many ways. And because there's some both, it's really both positive and negative associations with it. It's because commitments often contain two forces that I really don't know if we pay attention to. So the two forces of commitment is this: dedication, that's one, and constraint, that's two. So when you're going to be dedicated, or when you're going to be committed to someone or something, you got to look at the two sides of commitment. Again, this is the reason why people let go, and this is the reason why people hang on. So I just want to share with you, because I'm hoping that we as singles can really start to be dedicated, committed, with a better understanding. So when I share with you the two sides, which is dedication and constraint. Dedication is the want-to part of commitment. It reflects our intrinsic desire to devote ourselves to something that we believe is important or meaningful. Right? So your dedication comes from valuing the relationship or activity so much that you are willing to deal with the difficulties and the challenges that come with it. That is dedication. But there's another side. Constraint is the have-to part of commitment. It refers to the restraints that keep you committed, even when you rather not be there, when you say, like, you know, I scheduled this, I guess I got to be there. You focus on the constraint side of it. You do what you must do because there will be a negative outcome if you don't. So commitments are particularly strong when both sides are present. So when one side is present and the other side isn't, that's when you have a problem. So you are internally dedicated and externally constrained. So commitments, again, they sometimes can feel negative, but when it's based solely on constraints, then again, we have an issue. Maybe you're committed to your job, but only because you don't see another option. Maybe you're staying in a relationship only because you don't want to divide up your friends and, you know, after the breakup. Maybe you continue this particular exercise routine, not because it's fun or showing results, but because you bought the expensive equipment offline and you don't feel like you wasted your money. Are you with me? So it's important that we understand commitment because it could be very vulnerable. And it can be very vulnerable when it's based solely on dedication. So while constraints are resistant to change, feelings of dedication can be, you know, they vary from week to week, from hour to hour. You feel deeply devoted to a particular person or in a relationship one moment, but again, ready to walk out the next because of a fight. You feel like you're totally devoted to this new business plan until the bank, again, rejects your loan. And so, you know, committed based exclusively on dedication can be more easily falter during challenging times. And so what I want to share with you this evening, I want you to really start to think about your level of commitment this year. Committed to saving, committed to cleaning, committed to the Lord, committed to reading. Start somewhere. I'm going to be committed to this. And ask yourself why. Always start with a why when you're doing something. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? Why am I a part of his life? Why am I a part of her life? Why do I go to this church? Why? Always start with why. Now, we must look at certain things, and there's something that's called the commitment effect, better known as the sunk cost fallacy. It's called the commitment effect, better known as the sunk cost fallacy. Now, this is the name for our tendency to stay with someone, not because it's the best choice, but because we have already invested time or resources into it. That's called the sunk cost fallacy or the commitment effect. Now, commitment doesn't require superhuman strength. As you become more mindful of how attached and committed commitment the work is that you put into it, and others that are involved in it, you begin to make choices that better reflect your relationship, career, and your lifestyle. So it's all about the mind. It's all about where you are. It's all about how you see. It's all about how you view. And it's all about your understanding. So when we begin to look at the scripture, the first thing that the text is telling us is to be committed to the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. When you commit your ways to the Lord, your thoughts will be established. Right? So here it is. Here it is. I'm committing my ways to the Lord. I'm saying yes to his will, yes to his way. I'm committed to what the word of the Lord says. Remember, this is Kiss God, right? So it's all about having a relationship with God. It's all about yielding to God. It's all about opening up to God. It's all about reflecting on what God is saying. It's all about His will and not my will. So as I begin to say yes to the Lord, my thoughts are matching with His word. That's the reason why my thoughts will be established. Because the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. So that word delight is the word pliable. Remember I taught on that before, where your heart becomes the heart of God. And so now God can give you the desires of your heart, because what you desire is coming from Him. Thus He can establish your thoughts. So commitment is a powerful human force that makes goal achievement possible. You know, this year I decided that I'm going to accomplish so many things, but I have to start with being committed when? In the morning. In the morning, when I get up out of my bed, the first thing I got to do is have a schedule of what I'm going to do, who I need to talk to. And I get very disappointed. I don't know about you. I get very disappointed when I don't stay on track, when I'm not committed to my day, when I'm not committed and I allow other things to discourage me, to distract me. And let me tell you something, that distraction leads to destruction. That's why you got to be very careful of who is around you, who's in your life. You know, you just have to be careful. You know, in some areas we're just not as strong as we think we could be. You know, you're not as strong to watch that TV show and say, I'm only going to watch one episode. Then what happens? They left you hanging, and then you binged for 3 hours. And you're like, where did the time go? Well, you wasn't strong enough to turn it off. And a lot of times in life, we're not strong enough to turn it off. A lot of times we continue to sit there and watch, sit there and eat. I'm just going to take just a forkful. Just give me a forkful of this cake. And that's it. The next thing you know, the cake is gone. Nobody else ate it. You ate it because you wasn't strong enough, you know. And we have to know ourselves, you know. In order to you know, grow, you got to know. You got to know you. So commitment helps you, you know, to achieve these goals. It isn't something that you just will into existence. It isn't something you decide on today and then forget about it tomorrow. No, it's not it. You got to deal with the equations, right? You got to deal with the equations. You got to deal with treasures. You got to deal with troubles. You got to deal with the contributions. You got to deal with the choices. And they are called the commitment equations. You know, treasures minus troubles plus contributions minus choices equals the level of commitment. Now, I'm going to say that again now. I'm going to say it again. Treasures minus troubles plus contributions minus choices equal level of commitment. What is your level of commitment in certain areas? Can you really, you know, can you do a 1 through 10? 1 being the least, 10 being the most. You know, make yourself a category. I'm committed to reading. 4. I'm committed to exercising. 9. I'm committed to this relationship. 5. Where's your commitment at in life? Now, you don't have to share these things with other people, but you better know it for yourself. And in order for you to know this, you're going to have to deal with treasures and troubles. You're going to have to deal with contributions and choices, and you'll find out the level of your commitment. So treasures and troubles, they interact to create your level of satisfaction. And it's a very key part of commitment. Treasures are the aspects of activity that you find rewarding and fulfilling, while troubles are the parts that you find challenging or costly. And people who are so quick that when it's trouble, quick that when it's going to cost you, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this. I'm out. You see? The level of commitment. Satisfaction with your, you know, when you really think about it, when you are in a job, your career, satisfaction, for example, is a product of how much you treasure the aspects of your work, minus the troubles that come with it. Oh, some days you really, 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 really love it. Some days you really, 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 really hate it. But what will cause you to walk away from it? Treacherous troubles. Treacherous troubles. You got to look at that, right? So there's a balance between the two elements, treasures and troubles, that determine the level of satisfaction. But satisfaction is only part of what leads us to be committed. If commitment were about satisfaction alone, then we stay with anything that makes us happy and literally walk away from everything that doesn't. Okay, all right. So is it about being satisfied? Is it about, quote unquote, being happy? Is that what commitment is really all about? So research shows that satisfaction is the most powerful item of commitment. But there are two additional elements that impact whether you stick with something or decide to move on. You know, so it's important of how we begin to predict our commitment. And here's the third variable is contribution. The contributions, they're tangible and intangible resources that you're invested in this relationship or business activity, you know, where you'll say, I can't because I put in too much. You share time, you shared money, you shared energy, you shared effort, you shared creativity, care, concern. Are you with me? So these are the things, and I'm going back over them again because I don't want to rush. You know, I started this last week, so I'm just trying to get you really to understand. And then your last element is choices. It refers to the degree in which you believe you have other options. And you see a lot of great alternatives to your current career, and your commitment will be likely to be reduced. And I think that's what's wrong with America today. We just have a lot of options, you know, and you know, you got this one, you got that one. You can go here to eat, there to eat, there. You know, you got so many options. You know, other people in other cultures don't have the options that we have. And that's why many want to come to where we are. They want to come to America because America is like a melting pot. Everything can come here. Everything. Everybody can live here. Everybody can join. Everybody can get a job here. You know, that's the way it is. So we have to start saying to ourselves, there's a process. Commitment is a process. I have to look at it like this. How am I generating my commitment? That's the first thing that I need to look at. If I'm going to buy something, I got to count the cost. If I'm going to be in a relationship, I got to count the cost. Yeah, I ask myself, am I ready? Do I really want to do this? So you have to start asking questions, asking God questions, staying before God, asking yourself questions, and know yourself. Because at some point, we have to be committed in order to see the results. Boom. I'm going to say it again. We have to be committed in order to see the results. You cannot work out once a week and say you're going to lose weight by the end of the month. You cannot eat what you want to eat and say you're going to lose weight. You can't do it. It's not going to happen. You have to stay committed. Do the good, through the bad. And again, you can ask yourself, do I need to continue to be committed to this thing that's not bringing results? I'm committed to it, but maybe it's not committed to me. All right. So, okay. So these are the kind of things that we want to really look at this year. We want to start not only this year, now. We want to start looking at this now, okay? We want to start asking ourselves, look, you want to see the results? Look at the process of your commitment. Boom. That's the bottom line. Look at the process of your commitment if you want to see good results. All right, y'all, my time is up, and I thank you for yours. Man, that was kind of quick, wasn't it? All right, so listen, I need you to, again, join me next week. I got some great things lined up this year. I'm going to be doing things on Facebook Live for Kiss God. I'm going to start posting videos, 5-minute videos, 10-minute videos that you could just go to and just give you some just practical things that you can take with you during the course of the day, and that will bless you. All right. So please join me. That'll be Facebook or Kiss God on Facebook. And please go to my Paul Dean page tonight. And I want you to check out what I have for you and to join us on the 16th of January to the 20th, noonday prayer for the nation. I believe that we can turn some things around, stop some things, cause these insurrectionists to go back from where they came from. All right? All right, y'all. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. Charlie Rock, how you doing? Take me to the bridge.